He's been held up as an environmental pariah, but now grazier Scott Harris has won a legal battle. He says clears him of any wrongdoing in relation to land he's cleared on his Cape York Peninsula property. Mr. Harris had a state permit to clear land, but he's been accused by the Queensland Government of failing to take all reasonable and practical steps to ensure clearing 500 hectares on Kingvale Station, north of Cooktown, did not harm Aboriginal cultural heritage. It's the first time criminal charges have been brought against a landholder since the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act became law. Mr. Harris told Charlie McKillop the judge's decision to dismiss the case in the Cairns District Court not only vindicates his actions, but should come as well as relief to other landholders who have legally cleared trees in the past 18 years.
It was significant. I don't know how far it would have went. It was a sort of a two-edged sword. It was brought about not by the Aboriginals. It was brought about by the state government to stop Kingvale originally. But then it also had another thing, because then it was, if they got a win on it, well, it was great for cultural heritage. So it was a two-edged sword. If we had lost it, it would have went on to affect not just agriculture, it would affect anyone who owns a land in Queensland, right down to your house block. This is not about tree clearing. This is about your backyard in town with a native tree in it. This affected every Queenslander, because if you touched anything native without cultural heritage clearance, if I had lost this case, you were then liable, and they had a precedent set to prosecute anyone on it. So they could have just gone through and then picked people off one by one as they wanted to. She was a very, very talented judge in the respect she had enough intellect to, she realised that it was a very, very technical case, and she realised the ramifications of it if it went right the way through, and I found guilty of it.
What steps did you go to try and ensure that you weren't harming Aboriginal cultural heritage on your property?
You've got to understand, like, the property of Kingvale's, it was run by my father-in-law, who's been there for nearly 50 years. I left that up to him, and he had a very close relationship with Aboriginals in Laura. He's had them work for him for over 50 years, so he went through all that and sorted all that out. He had a very, very good understanding of it himself, probably a greater understanding than most of the modern-day Aboriginal people.
You have been held up as an environmental vandal. You mentioned this in your own statement. Do you accept that this ruling won't change that perception or erase the fact that you have been prosecuted for illegal clearing, albeit not on this property, Kingvale?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Hey, I always say, I'm Scott Harris. I live in the state of Queensland. I breathe in and out. Therefore, I'm an environmental vandal because I grow food. And basically, every agricultural food producer in Queensland has got to understand, he is a criminal. That's how it is.
But many of your critics, fundamentally, they don't believe that Kingvale in Cape York Peninsula is appropriate country for growing cotton or sorghum or any broadacre crop for that matter. Why are you so confident that it is?
Well, go and have a look on the map, see where it is in relation to Lakeland. Lakeland's got a long history of some, like, it's big in horticulture now. You wouldn't want to go over there and try and stop them from growing horticulture. That goes straight to, you know, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane. Don't tell me that it won't grow food. It's right there.
And what has your experience with these crops been like on Strathmore Station?
Well, they're not stopping, let's put it that way. If it wasn't working for us, we wouldn't continue. And it's only getting bigger, so it's obviously working for us.
So this season you were able to get a viable crop off?
It was a pretty tough season. The earlier stuff struggled because we had an extended dry period in the middle of the wet season. Was a bit harsh, but the later stuff was unbelievable. We had sorghum doing 6 tonnes per hectare. We had mung beans doing 2.5, nearly 3 tonnes per hectare. Very, very viable.
What are your plans now for Kingvale with this court case dismissed? Are you able to proceed?
No. We're still waiting for another judgment from the federal court, and then once that comes down, we'll assess where we go from there, and then we're back to battling with the EPBC after that. So it's the vehicle in which the federal government uses to stop all northern development. There is parts of the government who would like to develop northern Australia, produce food, create jobs, wealth and, you know, save a lot of these little communities. But you've got to understand the bulk of the federal government does not want it. It's just something they can spend a whole lot of money on doing case studies, create a few jobs for the academics, but providing they let nothing happen. The minute they let anyone else have a go and they do something and prove that it works, they got to stop it. And that's where we are. And they use, the only way they got to stop it then is the EPBC.
Scott Harris, when you look back over the past decade, how do you believe that history will judge you as a farmer, given that the court has shown in the past that you've overstepped the mark with tree clearing?
Oh, well, I haven't really worried about that too much. I just want to live my life, do my thing. This is what I was... I grew up with this as a small kid, you know, clearing trees, making country more productive. That's just what we did from a little kid. Like, I was picking up sticks for my father when I was a little kid, and that's just a way of life. So how people judge me about it, I don't really care at the end of the day. Like, they'll judge me how they judge me. Who cares? As long as I can look back and say, well, I've left something better for, you know, for my family, my community, for the region out here. If I've left that better for them, that's enough for me. I don't care.
You've won the battle in the Cairns District Court, but not the war, by the sounds of it, if that's what you would call it. What are your hopes from this day forward?
Yeah, the war's definitely far from over, and it doesn't... I don't know. This is going to go on. I don't think I'll see the end of it in my generation. Like, it'll be my kids that'll see the end of this. Because it's not a matter of whether it's a Labor government or a Liberal government. It's about perception. And I think we're a little... where it's changing slowly, but I just don't think I'm going to live enough long enough to see it change. But it will change.
Is that a legacy that you would want to leave for your kids, to be in this adversarial dogfight, I suppose, every time you want to move on your property?
Well, it's genetically bred into them, so they... And I think it'll be good for them. Like, it'll be tough for a while, but at the end of the day... As my father always said to me, God rest his soul, history repeats. History repeats. And once upon a time, like, they knighted people, gave them title for, you know, improving agriculture and progressing agriculture forward. Where, at a point in history, no, we're the villains. Now, if I die the villain, that's fine. Maybe my kids come along. History will come around and they'll say, thank Christ they're there. And I'm hoping they'll be there, and they'll get recognised in some way, shape or form. They want to go into agriculture.
Well, I can hear them running around in the background there, Scott, so I'm sure that you're all trying to get your day started on Kingvale. What's the job today, and how does this kind of... do you just put this out of your mind and move on now?
Oh, yeah. No, we're straight back to work, and we're baiting dingoes and dogs, wild dogs today, so that's a bugger of a job, but anyway... got to be done. Yeah, it was 41 here yesterday, and we've got a fire either side of us, so it'll make it even more pleasant.